Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. So, as you guys undoubtedly saw some of the messages, Merkel, yeah, he's going to be a little bit late, so he's going to be a minute. But where was the move for this? I just want to read this. Yeah, let's see. So, like, we're letting Joe kind of do this, like, between kind of being able to dip and dive out of stuff. His, what was it? It was the comic relief move. Yeah, when the rest of the group ditches you or sets you up to die, you will meet up with them again at the next available opportunity. Describe how you improbably cheated certain death to rejoin them. Alternatively, you may choose to give up on this character. If you do, the fool returns someday, but as a villain under the GM's control, looking for revenge.
Nice. So we're supposed to, like, ditch him all the time, it sounds like.
Or at least, like, leave him alone places and stuff, it seems
kinda
like.
Kind of like how... So he played that pretty well. Got us to leave him alone, basically.
A little bit. He split the group. He went over to the trade house. And then we're back here. We don't know what happened when he went over there. So...
That works out so good.
It does. It's really perfect, especially with him having to deal with his little kid sometimes. So
yeah, it's almost like they made a role for parents.
It does seem like it worked out very well like that, for sure. But that's good news, though. But like the rest of you three, though, you guys are still around, running around and stuff. So like the last time we saw you guys, we saw Gim, who had successfully fought this, like, gooey wolf monster and chased him down a little bit, but like it slurped its way through like a place it couldn't get to and stuff. Mina was tracking it and seemed like there's paw prints everywhere, but some of them seem to be leading back to the trade manager's house. And we have Dalem, who's still in the bathhouse trying to help clear the air still. So
I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I could attempt to like press the coral piece into the paw prints.
Ooh, okay. I think what we've established, when you put the coral in the oil paw prints, the oil gets sucked up and the coral makes a little effervescence.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the effervescence.
Sounds like you're trying to discern some realities.
I guess so, but let me think about that a second.
Yeah, sure. But what about you other two? I mean, by now, it's been some time, let's say. So, like, you've probably heard word of people talking like, hey, this bathhouse, like, clears the sinuses really well. We should go and check it out. Oh, yeah, let's do that. So you guys head over to her, and sort of hang out, or what do you guys do right now? Do you guys meet up, compare notes on things? What's your plan?
Yeah, I thought I was like on my way back to the trade person. Tradesman?
Or just heading over to him? You think
that was my that's what I thought I was doing, but because he's not here yet, I figure maybe while I'm tracking these paw prints, I hear rumor of a bathhouse being doing wonders or something, and I was like, oh, bathhouse, that sounds like Dalem's work, because I knew he was there yesterday too.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
But that's up to you also. I mean, like, if you want to scope out around the trade house as well, we can always do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do some certain realities around the outside or something.
Sure. You know, I think I'd rather, like, if I was tracking the whatever, the wolf thing, and it kind of led me in a circle and back to the trade house, then I'd say, yeah, I'm thinking to myself, wait, Joe just went in there. I guess I'll let him handle the front. So maybe I can handle the back.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm happy to check the around back of the trade house.
Okay.
Maybe see if there's any windows I can peek in, or mysterious other things going on. I don't know.
Sure. Hang on just a sec. Let me get this set up. I'm trying to do the old fog of war so you can see what's going on the outside, but not inside yet.
Sure. Fog of war.
Fog of war. Fog of war. Fog of war. Where's the cat? All right. So, since the last time we kind of saw you, we're coming out of kind of like in the town, coming towards it, coming towards the place. So you, where do you come out? Do you come out to kind of towards the front of where the house is, or do you kind of like start off like, I'm just going to immediately make my way around to the back?
I think I go directly to the back.
Okay. It is just like Lord Koss told you. You see like this like wood, not wood, like a stone walls around like the west, the eastern side of the building. And it seems like it is like reinforced to kind of protect whatever is being stored. But as you're looking around, though, give me a, let's do a discern realities and we'll kind of get things started then. Give me a wisdom.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, hang on. Is this scouting with fluffer nubs?
Definitely.
Okay. So let's see, when you track, add its cunning. So you get to add a plus two. So this is an 8.
Nice.
You could ask one question.
Okay. What should I be on the lookout for?
You immediately see the footprints that you were following before. You find them. It's like, yep, that's it right there. But the weird thing about them is that they seem like they're coming out between a gap between the stone and the wood of the building. So it seems like if this is a wolf I'm following, you only think this is a wolf. You don't know what the Gim knows yet. So it's like, okay, how did this wolf fit in between the cracks in a building?
Yeah, this is a very skinny wolf.
Yeah. But yeah, you clearly see like paw prints coming out from the building.
Can Fluffernubs fit between the crack?
I'm saying like it's like a crack in the wall.
Gotcha.
It seems like it's coming.
Okay.
Oozing out.
Yeah.
Can I send Fluffernubs, do you think you could get up on the wall and see if there's anything up there?
I can check it out and see if I can find anything, but I think I'm just gonna be looking down on top of where those weirdo dwarves are. Maybe I don't, this seems like it's coming out of the basement.
Wait, we're like behind the building, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up here on the north.
Yeah, there we go. No, okay, I see. Yeah, whatever. You're a cat. You like heights. Get up there. See what you can see. You'd be a lookout.
All right. I can see. All right, I'm looking in. That weirdo who's there with you. I see him. He's talking to the trade manager. Oh no. They arrested him immediately.
Go.
I'm sorry about your buddy, but we should go.
What happened to him? Where'd they take him?
They're bringing him downstairs to the basement.
All right. We better tell the rest of the group.
All right.
I heard that story about the bathhouse, so I'm going there to find him.
Cool.
Maybe I'm lucky.
So everybody goes over to the bathhouse. Gim, what about you? Bathhouse?
Did we ever discuss like a meeting point at some point? Or
No, that would require you guys having a plan, a competent plan of action.
We don't do that, do we?
No. But I mean, you've definitely heard people talking about the bathhouse.
I think I'm probably like either turning off or breaking a few more lights on the way to the bathhouse.
Sure. Okay. So you probably actually get over there before Mina even shows up. So what do you think of when you see Dalem just kind of like being like kind of like meditating on this like coral that she's holding?
He. My pronouns are he.
Oh, did I say she? Shit. I keep getting
my pronouns are he.
Yes.
There you go.
You see, he, Dalem, the dude. Yeah. Well, I will say this too. Like when you enter the town, you felt like your burning brand was feeling like dimmer a little bit.
Right.
Walk into this bathhouse, it's like, ah, it's back.
I can completely feel it. Yeah, because I already sensed Salem looks like he had a really good time. And he, I guess, almost found himself in a way.
Hmm.
But what's the coral doing again?
Seems to be filtering.
Nice.
Yeah. It is the air filter in this moment.
Cool.
But yeah, what do you say to Dalem, though, as you approach him?
What did you find? Anything of interest?
Am I, like, crouching over the wolf thing? The wolf paws? Or are we in the bathhouse?
You guys can be in the bathhouse. Like, you've been casting the spell Sanctify to kind of help purify the air and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be around it. You could be next to the wolf paws and stuff. But I think the important thing is, like, you've been here. And people have definitely kind of, like, been taking rid of, like, oh, yeah. The smoke sucks. Maybe we should turn our oil lamps off for a day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's an idea.
Well, you asked me what I found, right?
Yes, Gim asked you what he found.
Wait, yeah. So, I found that this coral seems to filter the air. And so I thought I might, like, show these people what it's like to not be in the... Oh, here we go. I wanted to remind them what it was like to be in clean air and see where they went from there. And they seem to have realized that this cough isn't actually a sickness and it's kind of related. And I even hear people saying to turn off their lights.
You think they're going to listen?
It seems that they already are. I've heard rumors of people overheard people bragging about having their lights off for longer than the other person.
You definitely hear, like, a parent stop by, like, yeah, we turned it off, and little Timmy's breathing so much better already.
That's great, lady!
Thank you, Dale. I turned
off a few lights myself.
Oh, contributing to the cause. Great work.
Any way I can.
And
way to channel your chaotic energies, Brother Gim.
Well, I'm neutral, but it's mostly to help myself.
Yourself... nurturing neutral energies.
And at this point, Mina comes running over.
I was just gonna say, like, and then I walk in.
Yeah.
Hey, Dalem. Hey, Gim. I was walking through the town. I found these footsteps. I decided to follow them. This is just like what the lord of the town described. It was really weird, but I followed them, and they just led me in a circle right back to the manor. And long story short, Joe got arrested. We need to save him.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Nice.
Foggle War.
Is that Dalem?
Yes, he's going back. You scared him and he devolved back to his alehouse days.
Before we go to rescue Joe, what have you done in this place? It smells great in here. What did you do to the place?
Well, I found out that this coral seems to be filtering the poisons or whatever this is out of the air, and the people like it, and they are remembering what it's like to breathe, literally breathe easy. It's pretty cool.
Reminded them about the dragon. I figured that would be enough for the, you know.
Yes.
That should be enough to keep people from burning some oil for a bit. It's up to them.
Two very different approaches to this.
Yeah.
Many different approaches.
Well, we need all the approaches we can get.
Yeah. Well, something really weird, though. I have to remember. I did remember. So I was following these footsteps, and it just dead ended into.
Like, I saw some of those footsteps too.
I couldn't follow them anymore. It's like it just disappeared into a crack in the wall. I don't know what happened.
Mina, you see Fluffernubs like paw at your leg real quick.
Oh, what is it, Fluffernubs?
The footprints were coming out of the house. They weren't going in. They were coming out.
Oh. Fluffernubs corrected me. They were going out of the house. Out of...
Crazy.
Which house?
You know, the tradesman.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
That sounds
where Joe
like
went.
What I
got
saw.
Busted.
Wait, I know what you're talking about.
Wait, what?
It was this creepy wolf blob thing.
What?
It was like a wolf,
what?
But it turned into like oil.
What?
Where did you see this?
I had to fight it because it was chasing me when
what?
I was when I was turning out the lights.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What?
Oh no.
Oh god, what's happened?
We're stuck in the loop. Get him out.
Yes! I'm being taken over by something greasy.
Is it the blob? What?
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah. I press this so guys, hey, wait. Okay. I think I might need a roll to put this together.
Oh, that is a
intelligence.
That's definitely going to be an intelligence roll.
I realize that this character should be being played. I should be trying to take intelligence rolls like very often to put two and two together. And
uh-huh.
He just fails all the fucking time. And it's
I
like
know.
Right in front of his face kind of thing.
Yeah.
He tries so hard.
It's in character, though. You're really
yeah.
dumb.
I know. And I think it's great. So let's use it, man. Let's go. I'm going to.
Right.
Can I
say something real quick?
Yeah.
I feel like I should be able to add to your role and know your stuff since I like saw this firsthand. I can add +1 to your role no matter what.
Oh.
I don't know if I can do it for another person's
okay.
role, but I feel like it would
make sense. I see what you're saying. So
wait,
here.
I'm reading the move. So let's see. So when you discern realities or spout lore about something related to your occupation, tell the GM why you deserve it and take +1 if the GM agrees.
Well, yeah, I guess it's about occupation, but it's about something that I saw like directly.
Yeah.
So,
so
it's something
think,
I have knowledge about.
I think you being able to tell them and relate to them will give her a +1 on this then. So,
sweet.
Yeah, so I think that does count.
I have an idea then. Yeah, I got it. So say we're outside actually at the wolf tracks.
Sure.
Or I say, oh, here we go. Guys, there's some wolf tracks right outside. Let me show you something I noticed with them. You said it's like oil, right? That's really interesting. So come with me. So everybody goes outside, I guess, and goes to the wolf tracks that are still there. There's still some there, right?
Yeah, there's probably like one or two still there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I take the coral and I say, look, and I stick it on there and it cleans it up and effervesces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So they see that happen and maybe
yeah.
they can put two and two together about oil wolf. The fact that the coral's cleaning the air and the wolf, and we know the air stuff pollution is linked to oil and the wolf is oily.
Okay.
Nice. You're still gonna discern realities,
or spout lore, or so? Are you? I think
lore.
She's trying to have somebody else spout lore. To
That's
figure.
What I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mina
okay.
has a +1 to intelligence. Gim has a 0, and Dalem has
I
a
can
minus
get a +1 probably. With
I think
role.
In this case, whoever rolls it will get a +1. So then, I think
least.
That also means then. Maybe Mina should roll it still, because
yeah.
that's a +2 overall for intelligence.
That sounds
so.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So, Mina, give me intelligence. Yep, you got it.
You're smart.
Woo!
Yeah. So, you guys put it, kind of putting it together that this kind of wolf thing is oil in a way. Like, you guys, it seems like it's animated oil that's taking on the wolf form.
Do you think this oil has taken on. Like, a life of its own?
Why would you think that?
What? Yeah, kinda.
I'm just going based off what I can see here, but that coral is cleaning up the air, which is caused by the smoke, which also seems to be cleaning up these paw prints. What if the wolf is the oil?
My God!
It's crazy, but it all seems somehow makes sense.
Dalem falls over. He like falls on his ass with shock.
And I just sit down and cross my legs and think.
Wow, I'm really hit hard.
He runs in. He says, "I need to go see a cat."
Also, there's one more thing I should probably add about that too, because on a 10 plus, you get something interesting and useful about the subject. It dawns on you, is the salamander here not to get rid of the oil, but to get rid of whoever is the one animating it?
Okay.
Just to add a little something on top of it. Yeah.
What if somebody is creating these wolves and...
I can't take it.
And the salamanders are looking for the one creating these nuisances in their eyes.
What do you guys do?
Freak out.
So many things. Wolves?
Are they part of the war effort?
Oh, I can't.
What's going on?
Have I mentioned that Joe has been arrested, by the way?
This is so much information, man!
Arrested?
Well, we saw him get dragged downstairs. And by we, I mean Fluffernubs. But Fluffernubs wouldn't lie to me. Ever.
Definitely.
You look up down on this little kitten, you just see her, like, shaking her head no. Like, I would not lie to you.
Good Fluffernubs.
Yeah, good old Fluffernubs.
You see Fluffernubs like kind of like walking towards the direction of the south. Like, are we going to go get him or what? What are we doing? Like walking towards the south, circling back, pawing at one of you, walking south.
Remember the vandalism idea we had at the very beginning? I think it was time.
Which vandalism idea?
We're going to just walk in and destroy the oil tanks. And there's oil supply.
Oh, is that what we were going to do? Sweet.
Well, I think we talked about it at least once. Maybe I dreamt it. I don't know. But here we go.
But what if that wolf is there, guys?
You got the ultimate weapon against the wolf right in your hands.
I guess?
Nothing to be scared of.
I guess I do.
Yeah.
I need to meditate on this a little while.
How long is a little while?
About as much Stop time painting. As it... takes to take a poop.
I understand how it can get. But after you're done pooping, then we have to go rescue Joe.
Okay. I'll be back. Bye.
You looked at a Fluffernub. You don't know if you've ever seen a cat with a slack jaw, like, oh my god, what is wrong with this person?
Well, you gotta go.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, after bathroom break, you guys make your way down to the trade manager's house. No more delays, no more stops.
No way, Jose. Right. We're so
ready.
All right. So I guess then, Mina, where do you take them first? Do you take them straight to the back where you think you saw the prince? Or do you try to go around to the front? What's the plan?
Let's just go around the front. I know what happened in there. Let's just burst open the door and see what's going on. Or, you know, we can go in nonchalantly. I guess you're allowed to just go in and we can pretend we don't know anything about Joe. So we can just go in and see what happened, see what they say.
Okay.
I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, they're probably pretty reasonable.
Maybe we can just say it was all a big misunderstanding.
Maybe.
Definitely.
So, you guys are just going to walk in the front door.
Yep.
Once again, there is an assistant who is there to kind of greet you guys as you come in the door. Just, hi, welcome to the trade house. How can I help you guys today?
Well, I mean, I may be a little crazy here, but we may have seen a kidnapping here earlier. I just wanted to report this troubling news.
Kidnapping here?
That's crazy.
What are you talking about?
Well, you see, I have heard from a reputable source that our friend may have been dragged downstairs kicking and screaming.
That's quite a bold accusation. Let me call, get a couple people over here and see if they can back up your story. And she like motions to the armed guards behind her.
Guys, this is going
on forward.
It's fine.
And You definitely notice as these guys are coming up close to you, they seem different than the guards that you saw at the Lord's Manor. They seem, the ones at Lord's Manor seemed like much more normal, more good people and stuff. These guys seem, I don't know, it's something's off. Something about their hair being a little too greasy or something. I don't know. It's just something's different.
Do they look very smooth?
No, not smooth. Just like slick.
Guys, really? What are these greasers doing here? Have they never heard of
the assistant turns to one of the guards like, hey, do you know what this woman is talking about? Nope. Nobody's been here. There's only been a couple people here on the list. Who's the buddy you're looking for? What does he look like?
He's a dwarf and his name is Joe. Okay. And he's also a very skillful tailor.
Did anybody name
him? He has a cool hat.
Cool hat. I don't know. I feel like I would recognize him.
It's a really cool hat.
Assistant, did anybody named Joe come in? I just took my list. No, sorry. There was nobody here. Nobody named Joe came in.
Turn to Fluffernubs. Fluffernubs, were you lying to me? What's going on here?
Fluffernubs just looks up at you and says, she's lying to you, you dummy. We make up a lie so we can go downstairs.
Well, okay. After having the conversation here with my faithful companion, I love to believe you. Do you think we might just have a look around?
You just came in here accusing us of kidnapping. Why would I let you look around anywhere?
To prove you're not guilty.
That's not how this works. You need proof we're even. Even
I don't think what's the word? The stupid thing police get to
warrant?
Yes. I don't think warrants exist in this universe.
You're still accusing this person of something. Like
Fluffernubs, go run past the guards into the dungeon area. I'll have to make an excuse, I have to go get you.
This is a terrible idea, as you see Fluffernubs take off towards the stairs on the right.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My kitten just took off. I just have to go get her real fast. Is that okay? I'll be right out of your hair. I'm so sorry about all this trouble. Fluffernubs, get back here.
Stop her. And she says, as there's going to be two guards coming over to try to stop you from getting past, what do you do?
Well, they're pretty greasy, right? So I can just, like, slip by them.
All right, roll dexterity. Give me a Defy Danger dexterity, please.
Oh, I shall. Oh, come on. Anyone want to help me?
Oh. Somebody could aid, yeah. How do you aid, though?
Either a distraction or a bright light from Dalem, or... I don't know.
I can bright light it.
Yeah.
You want to... All right, give me a aid roll, then. 2d6 plus 1.
Yeah.
9. Great. Nice. So it's going to get complicated because, like, yeah, Mina's able to get down the stairs. But now, like, people are going to start pulling out weapons. And what do you guys do?
Ooh.
One moment.
Well, I have full confidence in my compadres. I'm going to keep going down to where I hope that Joe is.
Oh, so you just leave them alone. Got it.
Guys, you got this, right? Okay, bye.
My gosh.
You can always run away. Oh, God.
How many people are after us?
Seems like a few.
Maybe 6 people? Or whatever they
and
are.
And these are the greaser guys?
Yeah. What do you guys do?
We can tag team it.
I think I want to discern realities. It's a time!
Alright, well, it's 3 questions.
What here is useful or valuable to... Well, actually, what here is not what it appears to be. Let's do that first.
The shine is very clearly, like, these guys have, like, some... It's like an unnatural oil on them.
Oh, okay, they're like they're covered in oil?
A little bit, it seems like.
Weird. Okay. Who's at the table? Do we know? Can we see them?
You can look down at the table and you can see them. That is going to be the CEO of Commerce, Hendrik Silvercloak. Silvercloak? Yeah. So.
Is there just one person there or two?
There's three people. The one in the dead center is the CEO of Commerce, and then he's got two like assistants on his side.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What here is useful or valuable to me?
There's a ladder. There's two staircases going down, it looks like. So yeah. You guys can kind of split, divide and conquer and get through here. But also, too, it seems like these people are moving strangely. Like, they seem like regular people, I guess, would be the thing. But, like, there's something off about them.
Right, right. I think I might need an intelligence roll since you're
Don't you have one more question, or was that it?
Yeah, I do. I think, yeah, I do.
Okay.
What happened here recently?
Maybe this is like in the confusion. You see the assistant person named Pan kind of trying to direct like the guards and stuff. And you eye the clipboard that she's been working on. And you see somebody named Dorfy McDorferson. And it's like, that's Joe. He was here.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Do I relay that, I suppose, to Gim?
Yeah.
Gim. I saw her clipboard and I saw Dorfy McDorferson. That just screams Joe, right?
As you say that, more of the guards kind of get closer to you guys. What do you do?
Hey, I just realized that our friend, his name in his motherland's tongue is Dorfy McDorferson.
He's here?
Yeah, I think he's. Is that name on the list? He's talking to the assistant lady.
Tie all three of them up. Take them to the dungeon immediately.
Oh, God!
Oh, no. Help us, please. We're just here to find our friend.
Gim, you have two people coming in with a rope. What do you do?
Ah!
Oh, no. Help me, Dayla.
Can I?
What do you guys do?
I have the, Okay, I might need an intelligence roll to even be able to do this, but...
Okay, well, describe it. What are you trying to do?
Well, they're covered in oil, and they look weird.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I can, like, lay hands on them and try and sanctify them.
Ooh.
Where is...
Food. I mean, people are food and water, right?
I don't know about that. let's see. Lay on hands. You heal 1d6 damage or remove one disease.
Oh, I meant sanctify.
I don't think sanctify will work on them.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Can I get my burning brand out?
If you want to do your burning brand, roll a constitution.
Brutal.
Oof.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. You're just a little too slow as these two guys pin you to the ground.
Oh, no. Let's see.
Daylam, what do you do?
I'm working on it. I think I have to just attack.
Okay.
No,
yeah, you just have your hammer. So this is the thing. You are able to attack multiple enemies with when you roll a hack and slash. So tell me, how many people do you hit? And the downside would be if they deal damage to you, they will do it with an additional plus one for every bad guy you hit. But it's
interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't get to know like how strong they are, huh?
No.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But basically the rule is like if you hit, you have three people around you, you say you're going to hit all three people. I take the highest dice of those three and then add an additional plus two for each of the additional ones, and that's how the damage rolls. So what do you want to do?
Hit the two guys that are like getting him with the rope.
All right, roll me a strength.
Well, my strength ain't great either.
No,
that's so weird. I can take a hit, though.
Yes, you can.
Four. Ooh. Oh, shit. I just realized that defend is a move.
Yes, it is.
We've barely used that.
Yeah, and that'd be very important for you, too.
Yeah, especially if you right didn't take a hit. Attack.
You get hit for 7 damage, which with your 3 armor is only 4.
Woo! To 18 HP.
But they are going to try to wrestle you to the ground as well. So what do you guys do?
One moment. Let me read.
Mina, I would say you hear this ruckus downstairs from upstairs too. Do you run back up there and try to help your friends?
I was thinking I might. I'm having no luck finding Joe, and I'm just like, well, I want to find Joe. I can't leave them. They sound like they're having trouble. I'm gonna run back up.
Wait! I'm coming with you. You're useless without me.
That's probably true.
All right, so Mina, you come up the stairs. What do you do?
Well, I see them basically cornering my friends and like pinning them. I'd like to try to shoot them from afar with my elven arrows. Come on, don't fail me again.
I mark XP, right?
11. Yes, you do mark XP.
Yeah.
11. I'm gonna level. You hit. Roll your damage, Emil. 4. Plus, Fluffernubs is helping you. And let's see. When you attack the same target, add its ferocity. What is Fluffernub's ferocity? +1, so you deal 5 damage. You actually take out one of the guys that was pinning one of your friends to the ground, but now they know. So what do you do?
I send Fluffernubs to attack some serious ankles.
Roll dexterity. I'm assuming you're helping, or is it just...
Fluffernubs is going to just run by, take a bite and some scratches at some ankles that are that you can, and try to keep away kind of thing.
All right, roll. Give me a dexterity to keep shooting. All right, give me a damage roll again. 3, 4. One of them, you get him kind of knocked out on the ground, but he's still alive. Dalem, what are you doing as your
friend
comes up and helps?
How much damage did the guys take any damage from me?
From you? No.
None? Because I just totally failed.
You just totally failed, so they didn't.
What a freaking loser.
Yeah. So they did damage to you, but you didn't hit them. But...
Gim, how much life do you have?
I've got all my life still. Nice. Oh, no. Wait, yeah, I should. It says 13, but I'm pretty sure I have full life.
Yeah, they didn't try to hurt you. They just tried to tie you up. But there's just one dude right there who Mina's hurt. So what do you do?
I attack the guy in front of me.
Great, strength.
That's just one guy now?
Can I defend?
Let's read defend real quick.
When you stand in defense of a person, item, or location under attack, roll constitution on 10 plus hold. Or hold 3. Oh, I need to understand how that works. As long as you stand in defense when you or the thing you defend is attacked, you may spend hold 1.
So I think you need to do something to get this guy off of Gim first, and then you can roll to defend him.
Okay. So attack him.
Attack first and then defend. So
roll sounds strength. Good.
Yeah.
He might die.
Give me a strength. 7. Good. Roll your damage.
There it is. A D10.
Yeah. Oof. It should be on your sheet. 9.
Dang.
You block this guy, but in the confusion, Gim takes 1 damage.
Maybe skull fragment hits him in the eye.
But Gim also has 1 armor, so he actually doesn't take damage. Yeah. You got him. If you want to defend Gim now, roll your con.
I would like that.
Yeah. 6.
Brutal. Is that another XP?
That is another XP. You're just a little slow. Yeah, let's say yes, you can by scrambling away or something. So give me an aid.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Womp.
Oh, wait, it's 2d6 plus 1. So this is a 7. So yes, you are able to kind of get away a little bit. And 7 and 9 on defend, you get to hold 1 of these. Okay.
All right.
Mina, what do you do? What are you up to?
I see some people getting, I guess, you know, taken down, so that's great.
Yeah.
I feel pretty successful just hanging out here, just shooting people.
Yeah, just keep going then. Dexterity.
Yeah. No one's coming after me, so hey. Shoot them.
All right. So volley 7 to 9. Choose one. You have to move to get in shot, placing you in danger. You take what you can get, minus 1d6 damage. You have to take several shots, reducing your ammo by one.
I'll take what I can get. Wait, so I reduce my damage by d6?
Yes. So you got to roll your damage and then roll in another d6 and we subtract. Okay? 8. Now roll a d6.
Nice.
1. Nice. Good. So you do 7 damage to one of these guys. We'll say the guy in front of you, dead.
All right.
Get him.
Fluffernubs, there's only 3 left. Let's do a combo move.
All right. Dalem, these 2 guys are approaching you. Let's see, what is it? Yeah, they're both coming in on the sides now. They're trying to get at Gim. So are you going to spend your hold then?
Yeah.
Okay, and this will trigger your racial move as well, so you get an additional +1 armor for this.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah, which is good, because they're going to hit you for 2. So this does nothing to you.
Ha ha, losers! Oh, ha 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 ha!
That's your hold, though, for defending. So what do you do, though, next?
I whack him!
Strength.
Oh, come on.
He clocks you instead. Oh, he's but it does trying. Nothing. He's trying. He's not getting it. Dang. All right, Gim, what do you do?
How many are close to me?
2.
I would like to put my serpent's tears on my knife and charge at them.
Does not work. Serpent's Tears is a touch. So in order to poison them, you have to touch them. You do not have the move for the thief to envenom your weapons, so you need to touch them with the poison.
I can't put that on my knife?
No, it won't work.
Confused.
Why?
What do I need to touch them with?
Your hand. You need to take the oil and touch them with the oil. So you need to basically roll like a dexterity to poison them.
Literally with my hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I just needed to have. I just needed. I couldn't like throw anything. I had to do it directly.
No. Okay. So there's literally an advanced move for the thief called Envenom. You can apply even complex poisons with a pinprick. When you apply a poison that is not dangerous for you to use your weapon, it's touch instead of apply. Wait. Yeah. So like you need to take this move in order to actually be able to put it on your weapons and stuff and deal your damage and poison people at the same time. Because you don't have that, you need 2 rolls to do it. So dex, roll a dex to poison. And then you need to roll a separate roll to attack.
Well, sounds like I can't do it, but I'm still going to charge at them.
Okay. Are you attacking?
And attack with my knife.
Okay. Knife. Okay.
Dex or strength?
For you is just a dagger, right? A knife? Yeah, it's strength for you.
All right.
Yeah. You need to get a different weapon. You have tons of money for it. Yeah, you just get clocked as you're coming in. 5 damage, 4 with your arm. So, all right, Mina, you seem to be the one who's doing the work. What do you do?
I kind of sigh to myself, like, who am I? I thought we were professionals.
What made you think that?
I'm trying!
Just gotta roll better. Well, there's only, what, there's 3 guys left still?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm gonna, I still got Fluffernubs out there causing mayhem and confusions, nipping at the ankles, and I still got elven arrows in my sack.
Alright, roll dexterity then.
Easy peasy.
14, great. Roll your damage.
Oh.
Oh, no. +1 from Fluffernubs. This guy in the back gets damaged a little bit, but he's still alive.
All right,
Dalem, what do you do?
Oh man, let's see. I guess I defend again.
All right, roll con.
Oh wait, I want to cast magic weapon.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So
magic weapon on you or on Gim?
What?
You can cast it on other people. Oh, the weapon you hold. Yeah. Never mind. You cast it on you. Okay.
Okay.
So give me a wisdom.
Come on.
It's just disrupted a little bit. This, it becomes obvious in this moment since there's a little bit of oil. There's just kind of oil around. The magic is a little bit disrupted. It just kind of, at this time, the spell just kind of fizzled a little bit.
Can Dalem just kind of get frustrated and take the coral and shove it into a guy?
Yes, absolutely. Defy Danger strength?
Oh my god!
You get 2 experience?
Yeah, I get 2 XP from that.
I keep leveling up.
Oh my god. Nobody can hurt you though, so it's not a problem.
This is hilarious.
But the coral is out now, and since it's on the ground, these guards, they decide to leave you alone and approach the coral to look and get their weapons ready to smash it.
Defend.
Give me a con. 7.
Barely.
1 hold. What do you use it for? Redirect an attack from the thing you defend to yourself. Have the attack's effect or damage. Open the attacker up to give your ally +1. Deal damage to the attacker equal to your level.
My level's 3. Actually, yeah, technically, it's going to be 4, but we
have you can to redirect it to you. I mean,
yeah, I think that's what I have to do. So, but it's all 3 of them?
It'll be all 3 of them. Okay, so it'll be a d6 +3, basically, or +2.
Let's do it.
3. You take the hit and protect the coral.
And I take nothing?
You take, if they deal 3 damage to you, you have 3 armor, you take no damage.
Fantastic.
All right, who goes next? Who's got a thing?
I will protect you, special, wonderful coral of Spirunula.
I think I can kill one of them.
Great, do it.
The throwing dagger.
Sure.
Dexterity, go!
9, great. So do you... all right, so do you have to get into a spot placing you in danger? You have to take what you can get, -1d6 damage. You take several shots, reducing your ammo by 1.
Let's do the take what I can get.
Take what you can get. All right, roll your damage. All right, now roll a d6.
Oof. Hashtag nabbit.
Yeah. 5.
No!
Your throw just kind of bounces off somebody's armor.
Oh my goodness.
Mina, what do you do?
I'm just gonna keep on shooting. Just shooting.
Yeah, dexterity, do it. Let's do it. 7. All right.
I guess I will once again take what I can get.
All right, roll your damage. -1d6. Cool. Roll a d6.
Yeah.
4. You deal 1 damage plus Fluffer Nubs. One of the guys gets dead still. One of the guys
hurt before. So. Yeah, exactly. I heard him before.
Yeah.
I yell out, that is only 2-1-2. You guys got this.
We can do it.
What do you guys do? 2 guys.
I attack, I think. Hang on.
That'd be a strength.
Yeah. Where's my coral? Am I still protecting it?
Yes.
I defend.
Roll a con.
9. Yay.
Good. You get a hold. It's
still just 1? God.
I know, you gotta get a 10 to get, to get 2. So
that's fine, I redirect.
Alright, they're gonna come in and hit you. It's gonna be a little less damage even still. 3, 4, alright, so you're defending a thing?
Is that less?
Is it? A little bit less. Let's see. When you take damage meant for someone else, you get +1 armor. Yeah, so again, 0 damage for... Alright, Gim, what do you do? I should say, too, everybody's kind of distracted around this coral a little bit. So, like, this is a time to try to get in maybe a sneak attack or something. A backstab, if you will.
I would like to get the Burning Brand.
Okay, roll a con.
Oh my gosh, someone... Oh, I don't know if I can get help with this.
No, it's your magic. I think you feel it kind of go a little wild a little bit again. Like, there's just... something, you're in this place surrounded by this oil and stuff, and it just seems like it goes a little nuts. You take 8 damage minus 1 armor.
Dang.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Hmm.
All right, Mina, what do you do? Indeed. Mina, Dalem, you guys are still defending the coral. There's 2 guys left. What do you guys do? Shoot him?
Mina, what's your life at?
I'm Gim? Fine.
Gim?
I'm pretty low. I'm at 4.
Yeah, you look over at Gim, and he has like this like wood coming out of him, and it looks like it hurts.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Shit.
But you're also defending your coral.
Yeah, that's way more important.
Save right. The coral! I'll keep on shooting.
Sorry, Gim, defend!
All right, well, Con, 10. Now you get 3 holds. All right.
Hell yeah. Take that shit.
All right, these 2 guys are, like, this is not going well for these guys. And you see one of them start to run, and the other one's going to try to hit your coral. Are you spending the holds to use it?
Yeah, I can. Well, I spend the hold to, can I spend more than 1 at a time?
No, just 1 at a time. 1 for 1.
Okay, I spend the hold to defend the coral.
Okay. Take 3 damage, which is 0 for you again.
Whoop.
And just 1 guy left. What do you guys, one guy's here. The other guy seems to be running.
Get him, Mina!
I want to attack the one that's running.
Shoot that fart!
Wait, you want me to or boss you want to?
Hey, Emil, you have an elven arrow, right? Do it.
I've been elven arrowing this whole time.
Can I chuck my rolling pin at him?
You can probably shoot further than me.
Also, can I ask, what am I getting for this elven arrow versus regular arrow? Is there any difference?
It's pretty.
The weight is the big difference, and you get more of it, it seems like, is the big thing. But like, as for anything else, we haven't established if it does anything else. We've tried that before. Nothing happens. So
I guess it does.
They're just nicer arrows, but they're not like more damage or anything like that.
No. But okay. If you're going to shoot him, please roll dexterity.
I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to try to get him like in his, I don't know. He's not the only guy left, right? There's still like a whole group of people watching us fight, right?
You can assume there's more people down the hall, sure. But I mean, like, they haven't done anything with all this commotion going on, so you're not sure.
If we both try to shoot at him at the same time, well, I would throw my dagger.
There's 2 people still, so you guys can shoot 1 of each.
I just want a better chance of killing, but okay, I'll take the other.
Okay.
Ugh.
All right, boss.
Gotta take what I can get.
Yeah. So roll your.
Oh no.
Roll d6. No damage, but Mina.
God dang it.
Mina takes out their guy, but
nice.
It's like 1 left too, and it's like it's weird. Why is this guy so frantically trying to just get rid of this coral? It just seems so strange. Like it's just,
yeah.
But he's gonna go attack the coral again. Dalem, what do you do?
Defend, or I already have defend.
You have the hold. You can just spend the hold again.
Yeah, I'll just spend the hold to defend.
4 damage. Still no damage.
Do I take 1?
You. You're defending something, right? Or
yeah. So 2 armor from my scale armor, 1 from the defending.
Plus your shield.
Oh, that's right. I have a shield.
So you technically, when you take damage for someone else, you get an additional. So you have 4 armor right now.
4 armor? It's insane.
Holies.
Yeah.
I'm a beast.
All right. So do you guys just put this last guy out of his misery then?
Ugh. I can't do shit.
Get him, boys. And girl. Boy and girl. Girls? 2 girls. What's
the 2 girls? It's not anyone else, that's for sure. What if we're fighting the guy that keeps trying to
this
smash
guy
the coral,
here
right?
Is like he's right here, he's trying to like damage Dalem's coral that's on the ground, but he's still there. He still seems like he's actively trying to do something.
Dalem, can't you knock some sense into this guy? What's he doing? You see, he's obviously after your coral.
Well, kill him!
I've already killed so many people today. I've met my quota.
Shut up and do it! Fluffernose, get him!
Meow!
Oh my goodness.
Get him, Fluffernose!
Please. Alright, good. Damage.
Thank God.
Whoa.
Destroy his face!
It's enough. He's dead.
Oh, right. Thank goodness. And I go hug the coral.
Good. You guys got it. You see Fluffernub's
petting
like,
it.
Very like insistent, like, hey, we gotta go downstairs. Like kind of like trying to like grab your sleeve and pull you guys downstairs.
Come on, guys. Before there's more guards. Let's go. Let's go find Joe.
Can I heal Gim?
Yes.
Hey.
Was it lay on hands, pray for you?
Yeah, that's a charisma.
My prayer sucks.
Oh no. Okay.
God damn it.
Again, it's just there's something about this place and all this oil around. It just seems to disrupt the magic. And it just like you go to touch hands and it's like, it's not there. Wait, it's not there. What the fuck? It's not there. Do you guys just run downstairs then?
Does Joe or does he have any like I have a bandage.
That's Can I do it? A That's look low. To make it work?
No, it doesn't work Test for magic my look. This place. It doesn't work like that here.
I've got two healing potions, but
yeah, true.
You can give him one. That'd be fast. I don't think you have
got some money, right? Homie.
Yes, he does. You're talking to the one person who does.
I heard that potions are worth 10 cents. I'll give you 15.
What? They're worth like 50 gold. They're expensive.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're worth 50
they're
points.
Expensive.
Oh, do I forget? Okay.
That's why I'm asking you for money for it. Hurry, dude, I'm sorry. This magic sucks. You want to just owe me? Like, we gotta
they
go.
They are 50. So, do you want 50?
Sure.
Literally just give him the potion. We could deal with the money stuff in a minute.
That's what I'm saying. We can deal with it later. Let's just here's the potion. Let's go.
All right.
I'll give you 60.
Gim, heal yourself. Gim, get 10 health as you guys run downstairs to the underground of the trade house.
I gave you 60 coin.
Sure.
You shout in my pockets. Okay. Thanks, dog.
Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.